Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to the Jeremiah Bostic Show. And of course, I am your host, Jeremiah Bostic, here to motivate and to inspire, just to get you through to the end of the week. I am glad to be here with you for season 3. The multi-topic edition. And I'm going to try to make things a little more exciting this go around. More sound bites and hopefully special guests will be willing to ride on this 10-week journey with us as we embark on this motivational and inspirational roller coaster ride we are about to exhibit. Now, before we start the show, I wanted to talk to you about God, just for a second. You know, we live in the United States, and the majority of us, we know Him as God. And I would like to share with you that, you know, when we think about God, we think about the creator of heaven and earth. We think about Him creating us. And then we think about Him sacrificing His Son so that we have a chance to live through grace. But I no longer call Him God. I like to use His true identity name, Yah. See, when you say His name, notice that your tongue doesn't make any hard consonant sounds. It doesn't even touch your lips or your teeth in order to create any type of sound. All it is just air. Yah. It's just breathing. A breath. And with that breath, He created human beings to live. So, I recommend that at least once a day, just once a day, that you go somewhere nice and quiet and close your eyes and just breathe. Take a deep breath in and then let it go. And so for the next 10 weeks, for every show, I want to at least help us slow down and breathe. breathe it in, and then breathe out. Let it go.
Hello, everyone. This is Nicole, CEO and founder of Soul Stash Studio, A Creative Adventure. I'm super excited to announce my newest publication, Soul Stash Journals, A Mindful Approach to Creative Writing. It's a series of journals that allow the reader to immerse themselves in a different creative art projects, and it's filled with different writing prompts and artistic activities that are designed to promote creative literacy. Our second publication, 52 Weeks of Art, is currently in the final stage of edits and should be published by this summer of 2023. You can find all of our creative projects at soulstashstudio.com, and we are also hosting a national art contest for our upcoming studio in Loveland, Colorado, which you can also find more details about on our website. Not only are we opening this private art studio, but we are expanding into the local artistic communities to engage and empower and encourage other artists to explore their own personal creative abilities. So if you're looking for a creative adventure too, check us out on our website, soulstashstudio.com.
All right, y'all. With no further ado, let's start the show. After season two ended, I've been trying to figure out the direction of my life. I've had a lot of ups and downs, whether it was financial hardships and or relationship issues such as dating, friendships, and just the personal relationship I have within myself. Now, I've been dealing with a lot of personal demons within myself lately. I've dealt with depression, being let down by others, and family members not understanding who I am. And the list goes on and on and on, but the most trouble I've been having is within me, within myself. I'm almost 50 years old and still don't know which direction I want to take myself in. You know, and at times, I just feel lost. And I've been having these feelings bottled up inside of me. And I tend to fall into a deep, deep internal, sometimes manic state. And you know what's embarrassing? What's embarrassing is that I have a show, the Jeremiah Bostic Show, talking about life, and yet at the same time trying to navigate through this thing called life. And so I use the Jeremiah Bostic Show as therapy a lot. And sometimes the show becomes an outlet for my frustrations. And I also know by doing this show, not only am I going through certain things in my life, I know that there are other people out there who might possibly be going through the same problems, having the same feelings that I'm trying to communicate with this podcast. And so I use this podcast as my therapy to help me get through whatever I'm going through, with a little bit of motivation and inspiration along the way. You know, people will come up to me because they know me from the show. And they'll say, good show. You know, I've had a few who thanked me, and some would say they agree with me on certain topics. And so I take those accolades and use it as motivation to keep doing this podcast. Why? Well, mainly because people are listening. And I feel when they keep coming back week after week just to listen to the show, I somehow have given them just a little spark of inspiration to keep them going through the end of the week. You know, in the back of my mind, I've always remembered what my ex-wife had told me. She said, people listen to the podcast, or people listen to a podcast that they can relate to and identify with. So allow your fan base to know who you are. Let them into your life, because you're not the only one who's going through this journey called life alone. And so in return, people will latch on to you because they hear your story in them as well. Folks, I got a lot of stories to tell. A lot of failures and a lot of victorious triumphs to share. This show is just not for people here in America. Folks, this show is for the world. The entire globe, because anyone and everyone on this planet has gone through failures. Everyone has had at least one victory in their life. And we all feel some type of despair. So why not share those experiences in hopes of helping someone who's going through what I'm going through, right? Now, I found that not only do I have to build a relationship with my family, girlfriend, wife, a working relationship, but more so, I have to be able to build a relationship with myself. And while building that relationship, I have to be asking the questions. Who, what, when, where, and how? So who? Who am I? And who do I want to become if I'm not the person I want to become already? What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about becoming the person I need to be for myself? When should I start on this transformation within myself? Where can I get the information I need to further me along my journey of self-improvement? And so, when all is said and done, how will I go about making those changes that need to be changed within myself? Folks, you have to remember, this is a journey, a personal journey that you're making on your own and by yourself. You're not making these changes because your girlfriend or because your husband, wife, or whomever told you you needed to do. See, I hear wives all the time talking about, you need therapy. And the same people talking about you need therapy are the same people who need therapy probably more than you do. So, you take this journey alone and you do this for yourself. Discover yourself and learn who you are. Walk with Yah. Moving along, I have a 5-minute clip here called How to Know Yourself. Now, we're not going to listen to the whole 5 minutes, okay? Just maybe a minute and 20, 30 seconds of it, all right? Because I believe that's enough time to get the main point of the video out. And you can find this, the full video on YouTube by going to the channel called The School of Life. Really good channel. It has over 3 million views. So go over there and check it out later. But let's see what gems we can actually obtain, all right? Okay, here we go. Oh, Section 106 of the Copyright of 1976 laws are in effect.
Many of us are wandering the earth, accomplished in many ways, capable of fulfillment at many points, but with a fundamental wound that stops us from becoming who we truly might be. We don't quite know who we are. It isn't, of course, that we can't remember the basics of our biographies. We're unsure around two things in particular. Firstly, we don't have a stable sense of what we're worth. And secondly, we don't have a secure hold on our own values or judgments. Without knowing who we are, we tend to have particular trouble coping with either denigration or adulation. If other people decide that we are worthless or bad, there will be nothing inside us to prevent us from swallowing their verdicts in their entirety, however wrong-headed, extreme, or unkind these might be. We'll be helpless before the court of public opinion. We'll always be asking other people what we deserve before seeking inside for an answer. Lacking an independent verdict, we also stand to be unnaturally hungry for external praise. The clapping of an audience will matter to us far more than would ever be wise. We'll be prey to rushing towards whatever idea or activity the crowd happens to love. We'll laugh at jokes that aren't funny, uncritically accept undeserving concepts that are in vogue, and neglect our truer talents for easy, popular wins.
All right. Now, the two main factors that I picked up from this clip was, A, we don't have a true sense of what we really are worth. And B, we don't have a true hold on our true values and judgments. To sum that up with another question I would ask, what is the purpose of me being here on this earth? Who am I? What purpose was I meant to achieve for the greater mankind? Who am I? Yah. Who am I? Quote of the week. It begins by saying, learn to know yourself, to search realistically and regularly the processes of your own mind and feelings. End quote. Nelson Mandela, former president of South Africa. And he really had to learn who he was while being locked up in prison for all those years, only to come out and reemerge as South Africa's first black president. All right, folks, it's been real. I thank you all for all the love given during seasons 1 and 2. And hey, if you're new, go back and listen to those seasons. Even if you're not new, there might be a season that you've missed. And I promise you, there will be some gems that will shine upon you and make an imprint in your mind. I'm Jeremiah Bostic saying, I'm here just to get you through to the end of the week with love, peace, and shalom. Till next week.